Many analysts see the growth and the future of the Catholic Church in what's called the Global South. Vast numbers of Christians live in places like Latin America and Africa, so it made sense that the Church selected its Pope from Argentina and that today the Pope is visiting Santiago, Chile. Thousands of people lined the streets to welcome the Pope last night, although there is a cloud over the church in Chile. Dozens of priests there are accused of covering up sexual abuse. Piat Kosak is following the Pope's trip. We've reached him by Skype in Santiago. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Piat.
How has the scandal affected the reception of the Pope so far?
Well, in different ways. There are a lot of groups out protesting. There was one group last night on the main highway into Santiago who come from the city of Osorno, that's in the south, and they are protesting about the nomination of a bishop three years ago, Juan Barros, who was involved in covering up one of the most prolific pedophiles in the history of the Catholic Church in Chile, Fernando Caradima.
Oh, well, now you're touching on something that would connect the Pope to this in a way, right? Because, of course, scandals for decades, but in this case, we have a bishop who was promoted by Pope Francis himself.
It was a bishop promoted by Pope Francis, although a letter has just been released, an email from Pope Francis to the Chilean bishops, recognizing that this was an email released around just before Barros was nominated as bishop, saying, yes, there's a problem. We did want to ask them to hit Barros and two other bishops involved in the scandal of taking a year sabbatical and then disappearing from the scene, basically. But then there was a backlash, which appears to have come from the Chilean church, Chilean part of the Catholic Church, which is one of the most conservative of the whole Catholic world.
Oh, the local church stuck up for their guy, even if the Pope raised questions.
Indirectly, they stuck up for the guy. Yeah.
Although, let's remember, the Pope is the Pope. He could have not promoted this bishop.
The Pope has the authority to promote or not to promote, but in the end, he did promote him. And although he did in the email, which the church hasn't denied its authenticity, he recognized that there was a huge problem in Chile.
So, very briefly, has the Pope, in his early hours in Chile, addressed this scandal in any way?
No, they're completely ignoring it. I mean, he's addressing the issue of migrants, which is another major issue in Chile. There's something like 800,000 migrants in this country, 400,000 of which possibly 200,000 to 400,000 are undocumented. There's an issue of the indigenous people in the south, and I've read there that he is going to meet the indigenous people there's a huge conflict going on over land rights. Within the indigenous lands in the south are almost a military zone, but that's not really reported in the international press. But in terms of the victims of sex abuse, they are not addressing it, and he's, as far as I know, he's not going to meet any of the victims.
So much to discuss. Piat Kosak, reporter in Chile, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.